This is the Seedbed Daily Text. How to see beyond sight. John 1:35-39. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Consider this. Don't you love how John let us know it was 4 in the afternoon? Why is that important? Think about it. This is not a once upon a time story we are reading here. This is a historical account. It has particularity. The big story in today's text is John's clarion call to action. Behold, the Lamb of God. Look, the Lamb of God. The NIV doesn't adequately render the Greek text behind the word look. The Greek word orao means far more than to turn your head. It means to perceive inwardly. It means to open the eyes of your heart. The better English word is behold. To behold means to offer the totality of one's attention to something or someone. To say, "Behold the Lamb of God," carries a completely different sense than, "Look at that guy over there." To behold requires far more than one's eyes. It requires a complete yielding of one's deepest self. We can see something once or twice and consider that we have seen it. With beholding, the more we look, the more we see. To behold Jesus means moving in the ever-deepening kind of humility that requires me to confess that though I love him, I scarcely know him. The truth is, I can't behold without the Holy Spirit's help. Beholding moves us into the realm of revelation, where perception transcends observation, where believing gives way to true seeing. The prayer, Abba Father, teach my heart to behold. I know it's not a matter of how hard I try, but how attuned I am to your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and open the eyes of my heart that I might behold Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen. The questions. Number one, what does this call to behold call to mind for you? Number two, what will be required of you to become one who beholds or who grows in beholding? And number three, what keeps people from beholding? What keeps you from it? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.